As of today, the student loan interest rate increased from 3.4 to 6.8% on undergraduate subsidized loans.
That's David Feitz, the executive director of the Utah Higher Education Assistance Authority. He says the increase will apply to new loans for about 84,000 Utah students if the current rates stay in place.
It's interesting that nationally, about a third of the students are affected by this. But in Utah, it's about half, about 52%, because we have many needy students, as based on the federal formula that takes into account things like your income, family size, the number of students in college, and so on.
Students who don't qualify for these subsidized loans are already paying 6.8%, says Feitz. For a student who borrows $5,500, they will now pay an additional $1,100 over the 10-year life of the loan.
So this does disproportionately hit those students who are the most needy students in terms of borrowing student loans.
Congress is at odds about whether to tie the interest rates to markets, an option favored by Republicans and President Obama, or to establish a fixed lower rate favored by many Democrats. Other issues being debated are whether to have a cap on the interest rate paid by students so they don't get too high, and whether to adjust the rates yearly or have them stay the same for the life of the loan. The Senate is expected to revisit the issue when they return from the 4th of July holiday. For KCPW, I'm Kim Shusky.